Following the Australian police raids on the ABC and News Corp journalist Annika Smethurst, freedom of press has come under the spotlight and has even caught the attention of Attorney General Christian Porter. The Attorney General has introduced a directive which is an extension of one similarly made by George Brandis in 2014. Mr. Porter says this new directive will create balance between freedom of press and serious allegations, but many see this as a threat to the freedom of press. Samantha Smith reports.
The Attorney General of Australia issued a directive to the Commonwealth Director of Public Prosecutions that means prosecutors will need the Attorney General's permission under certain laws to prosecute a journalist. This part gets a bit complicated, so I spoke with Arthur Moses, President of the Law Council of Australia, to find out just what this directive pertains to.
The Commonwealth Director will now be required to obtain the agreement of the Federal Attorney General for a prosecution of a journalist charged under Section 131, which is the theft provision, and Section 132, which is the receiving stolen property provision of the Commonwealth Criminal Code, as well as Section 73A of the Defence Act, which is unlawfully giving or obtaining information in relation to defences.
Arthur says that while he has no doubt that the Attorney General will act in good faith, he does take issue with the directive itself.
The media must be able to lawfully report on matters of public interest without fear or favour. And I don't think providing the Attorney General, who is a politician, with the final say on whether a journalist ought to be charged because they have used information which in effect creates a spotlight on the conduct of government, whether it be corruption or other misconduct, is actually enhancing press freedom. If anything, it raises a question as to whether it creates the potential for political involvement or interference in the political prosecution of journalists.
I spoke with five-time Walkerley Award winner and head of journalism at University of Technology Sydney, Monica Attard, who agrees with Arthur.
I think Mr. Moses' point is a very valid one. It does set up a terribly dangerous precedent that an Attorney General could himself or herself be exposed to accusations of malfeasance, almost in a legal sense, that they may be making decisions based on the best interests of the government of the day or their particular party or a particular individual to whom they're aligned. So it does, in particular for journalists, create a situation where a journalist might feel as though they do have to curry favour, that they do have to be careful because they may currently be in or in the future be in a situation where they will need the Attorney General to look upon them favourably. So it's not, you know, it doesn't set up a good precedent for public interest journalism, and it also creates, I think, quite significant challenges for the Attorney General of the day.
Arthur says that the real issue with freedom of press within Australia starts with our laws.
The Law Council has said now for some time that there needs to be a review undertaken of our laws in order to ensure that there is the proper balance between the protection of national security and the actions of journalists doing their job as a watchdog of government by publishing material in the public interest, so that journalists are not the subject of criminal charges because of undertaking their very important role as a watchdog on government.
While Arthur can see some hope for freedom of press, Monica is more disheartened.
I'm not hopeful that we'll get a media freedom law in Australia, and I'm not even convinced that the government will do the bare minimum, which is amend the current national security pieces of legislation, which number in excess of 60 pieces of individual legislation, all of them are creaking over the decades since 9/11. But I'm not at all convinced that they will even do that, that they will amend those pieces of legislation and the Crimes Act, which was the piece of legislation used by the AFP to raid the ABC. I don't believe that even will happen. So I think we're just in a situation where it's a standoff with the government, and we will have to rely on good journalists and all journalists, indeed, to act in the public interest and to continue to perform their role with firmly at the forefront of their minds the fact that they could, in fact, suffer severe repercussions.
Monica says that in her career, while freedom of press has been under threat before, she has never seen it quite like this.
We are in a situation where we have a government that is prepared to use the legislative power at its disposal to manipulate the reporting of issues that they don't like. And so to then transfer that power out of that sphere and into the hands of an individual minister is even more frightening.
Monica Attard, Head of Journalism at the University of Technology, Sydney, ending that report by Samantha Smith.